invite you to open your Bibles to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, verse 13. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, verse 13. Hear now these words. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking to each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them said, whose name was Cleopas, "Answer him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders had him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was to be the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets had declared. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. While he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had been happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish and took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words I spoke to you while I was still with you. They were then written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to proclaim his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my father promised. So stay here in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This morning I want to talk to you about the road to Emmaus. The road to Emmaus. As you might have noticed that through various Sundays, I am a fan of Johnny Cash. Not just from the way I dress, but because I know his music. You know, and he had a song he recorded twice and called The Gospel Road. And I realized the second edition he did that, where he's a little bit older. It starts off saying, two weary travelers on the road from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger on the dusty highway. Two weary strangers on the road from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger on the dusty road. And talks about how he sat and ate with him till the sun going down. When he broke the bread, the word went around. The Christ was on that gospel road. And this is what he's referring to, is this scripture out of Luke. Now, we talk about the Easter sunrise service. This was the Easter sunset service. And so it starts off that you have Emmaus, on the road to Emmaus, a guy named Cleopas and his friend, might be his wife. And they're walking along, mind their own business, and they're chit-chatting. And this stranger kind of walks up next to them and says, what are you talking about? And depending on your translation, it'll either say they were sad, or he said, you look sad. And they look at him and say, well, where have you been at, buddy? Have you not heard what has happened in Jerusalem the past few days? And remember how I say Jesus will ask these dumb questions. He knows the answer. He just wants to hear the other people answer the question for him. And he says, what things? You know? Now tell me about it. I said, about Jesus of Nazareth. You know, he was a prophet, mighty in word and deed. And we had thought he'd be the one to restore Israel. But he got in trouble with the high priests and elders. And they arrested him and condemned him. Hand him over to the Romans. And the Romans crucified him. And then this morning we heard these crazy tales from these ladies from our friends who talked about how they went to the tomb and the tomb was empty and they saw angels. And some of our friends went down to visit the tomb and the tomb was empty. But nobody. We didn't see Jesus. And he says to them, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets had declared. Was it not necessary the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them the things about himself and all the scriptures. You know, when you read the Bible, now there are certain stories you think, I wish I was there for that. You know, in the life of Jesus, I'd like to have been there raising Lazarus. You know, but I really also like to have been walking around that Emmaus highway. You know, listen to him explain the scriptures. Because remember, that's an 8-mile walk, so you have plenty of time to talk. And what did he say? Well, I can't tell you 100%, but I got some good ideas. I think maybe he started with Genesis and said, don't you remember how the Lord told Abraham, take your son, your only son, whom thou lovest, and offer him as a sacrifice to me. And how Isaac bore the wood on his back, went up to the top of the mountain with his father. And Isaac asked his father, Father, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, the Lord will provide a lamb. That was symbolic of how God would send his only begotten son, the Lamb of God. And then we get into the book of Exodus, the life of Moses. And here's Moses. He was born, a wicked king tried to kill him, just as the wicked king tried to kill the infant Jesus. And then Moses freed his people from the bondage of slavery, just as Jesus came to free us from the bondage of sin. And then there was that night when Moses told the people the night before you go to bed, take the blood of an innocent lamb and mark the doorpost. And when the angel of death comes through, he'll see the blood of the lamb and he will pass over your house. That's why our Jewish friends celebrate a holiday known as Passover. And that night, you will be in your house and you will have a meal celebrating your freedom. In the same way, on the night of Passover, Jesus celebrated with his friends a meal, saying, "This is my body which is broken for you, and this is my blood which is shed for you, for the remission of sins of many." And think about the name Jesus. That's just another name for Joshua, God saves. And think about how Joshua led the people across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And even before that, think about in the book of Numbers, about the time when the people had sinned, rebelled against God yet again, and he sent venomous snakes into the camp. And the people went to Moses, and Moses went up to the Lord, and the Lord said, "Moses, make a bronze snake and set it upon a post and tell the people, they'll look at that bronze snake, they will be healed." And just as Moses lifted that bronze snake in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man was lifted up upon a Roman cross, and all who look to him will be saved. For him who knew no sin became sin, that we may receive forgiveness for our sins. And then we get into the time of the judges and the kings, and have King David. And God promised King David that your descendants shall reign over the house forever and ever. And then King David wrote a psalm. Psalms 22. My God, why have you forsaken me?" That was the words your friends said from the cross. "All those who see me mock me, saying, 'He trusted in God. Let God deliver him now.'" It talks about how I cry in the day and the night. Don't you remember when your friend was crucified in the middle of the day, and yet darkness surrounded him? He spoke about how his poured out like water, bones out of joint, a heart like wax, how his mouth was dried. Don't you remember how he said, "I thirst," and the soldiers gave him a sip from the sponge? It's about how his enemies surround him. He could see all his bones. About how his enemies took his garments and cast lots for them. And yet, at the end of the psalm, it says, "And all who go down to dust shall bow for the Lord, and I shall live for God." And so they're having this discussion. And then they get to the part about the prophets. And don't you remember how in the book of Isaiah, you have parts full of joy and parts full of sorrow? Early on in Isaiah, you have a hymn of praise, a rejoicing about a prince being born. You thought it was about an earthly prince, but it's more than that. "For unto us a child has been born, unto us a son has been given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That was celebrating the birth of the coming Messiah. And then not only did Isaiah's writings have about the birth, it also has the eulogy. "He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. As from one from others hid their faces, he was despised, and we held him no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we account him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our sins. Upon him was a punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We had turned our own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. They made his grave with the wicked, and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet, it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you have made his life an offering for sins, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Out of his anguish, he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide his spoil with the strong. Why? Because he poured out himself to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. There it was, scattered throughout scriptures, little clues here and there for the writings of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets, little glimpses and pieces of what Jesus would have to do, to suffer, to die, and rise again. And so as they get towards the town of Emmaus, they're walking to the house or the hotel there, the inn, and this stranger keeps going on. And they say, where you going to? And in the King James Version, this where they say, abide with us, for night is falling. Now here in a few moments, we have a hymn called Abide With Me, Fast Falls the Evening Tide. That's where that song comes from. Now they're thinking, no friends, stay with us. It's getting dark and it's dangerous. There's robbers and thieves and wild animals. Stay with us and eat with us. And so they're sitting and eating. And think about that moment. Now tell me it does not sound familiar. The stranger takes the bread, he blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. Now, where have we heard that before? Just a few nights earlier, right? Jesus did the same thing in the Last Supper. And think about that prayer that a Jewish person would pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the ground. And I think when he broke it, I like to think that when doing so, his sleeve, like mine, kind of comes up a little bit. And there they are, one to his left and one to his right. And when they see the bread, and more importantly, when they see the nail prints, their eyes are opened. And they realize, this was Jesus. We've been talking to him the whole time. And then, like a ghost, he just disappears. And I love what they say next. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? What a journey that must have been to listen to Jesus, open the scriptures, and give a Bible lesson on that road to Emmaus. Now, that Johnny Cash song has a verse about, he broke the bread until the sun came down, and then the word went all around that Christ was on that gospel highway. And what did they do? They got up and left, went all the way back to Jerusalem in the dark, and told the disciples, we met the risen Lord. And they says, yes, he's appeared to Peter. And then they hear that voice say, peace be with you. And there's Jesus. And what does he do? He has another Bible lesson. And it's laying all that's written by Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And that's why we're here this morning. So Jesus came. And all that was written and what we now call our Old Testament by Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets, they found their fulfillment. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.